Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 4, Echoey Room, part 3. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because art imitates life, life imitates art, imitation is art or life or something. I've done this joke before. I wrote this for the last episode. Anyway, the point is that maybe you aren't interested because you don't know me from Eve or Adam or Yves or Steve. Anyway, that's you. You don't know me. You are still welcome here. But do you you also don't need to listen if you don't want to. This is not commercial Mars. You know, this is the second time I've recorded this and I've made that same mistake. This is not a commercial mass market venture. And yeah, I'm not even editing out my mistakes. Let's get right into the updates. So, YTG updates. Someone contacted me about kids' classes, and I told her that she would have to do the organizing. This happens once a year or so. I've done this so many times where I try to put together a kids' class. I've never been able to put together a big enough group because of like scheduling BS with everyone having after-school clubs and activities, etc. Because the international schools, they have the kids do a lot of after school stuff, even on the weekends, like lots of sports stuff usually. And yeah, it just makes it impossible for the kids to do a regular, you know, acting class. So anyway, just like I've done the last couple times this has happened, is I don't have the energy to spend arranging something and then having to cancel it like a week before because I've got two people signed up. I told her if she could find a bunch of people who are interested, I would run the class. But yeah, given previous experience in this, she'll have the same problems I did. So it's kind of a shame because I like doing kids' classes. The one problem is that everyone thinks that kids' classes should be cheaper than the adult classes, which is so weird because it's way harder to teach kids than it is to teach adults for this kind of thing. Because Yeah. Anyway, summer show. We've now had 3 meetings and we're really starting to zoom in. I think I mentioned last time that, or maybe I didn't actually, but anyway, we're really starting to zoom in on the idea, a theme of oblique or obliqueness. The idea of like not dealing with things directly, not discussing things directly. And this came out of the discussion. And I think it was someone talking about diagonals, like having the audience looking at things like not straight on. And then it kind of evolved from there to this idea that what if we maybe had this set where you position the audience so some audience members can see things and other audience members can't. And so nobody can see the whole picture. This is not like probably a super original idea, but this would be the first time we're doing a show like this. And it's really, really interesting. And we have a couple of, yeah, I don't know. Everyone seems to be interested in this. This seems to be the direction we're going, but I said that last year with, with Orlando and, And then the idea is we maybe integrate this with Kafka's The Trial, which has come out of copyright this year, because similarly, you know, there's a lot going on in that that's hidden hidden from the main character. So maybe we integrate some ideas from that, or we use some text from that, or we don't know. Anyway, so that's sort of where that's heading. And I'm actually really, really excited about it. We're set to have our 4th meeting sometime this week. And so next week's update, I'll talk about that. I should mention the reason this episode is the title Echoey Room Part 3 is that I'm again recording in the Echoey Room. I just could not be bothered to set up the microphone and everything in a closet and try to get that working because I have very little time. I happen to be alone here for about 40 minutes and I'm just trying to get this recording in. So pardon for any echoiness and I had to get up really close to the microphone too. So last time I had to run this through an online editor that would take out all the mouth noises. I left my breathing in, but I took out all the mouth noises and then I had to do some fixing after that. So might have to do that this time too. I'm being a little louder, which means there'll be a bit more echo, but it means I'm a little further from the mic, so maybe you don't hear the smacking of my gums so much. All right, more updates. Theater in general. I had an invitation last week to join a touring production of Romeo and Juliet in a couple of the secondary male roles. I don't know which ones. It would depend on how I would be cast. It doesn't pay much, but I looked at my schedule, and just yesterday I told the organizer that, yeah, okay, I could do it. It'll be the first Shakespeare I will have done since 2016 when I was in a production of Macbeth. I mean, to be honest, I'm not super interested in just being an actor anymore, but Shakespeare, it's like a lot of my training with Shakespeare. I'd like to stretch those muscles again. My ability to memorize lines continues to degrade, so I hope it hasn't gotten too much worse since 2016. But just as an addendum to this, I got a message this AM that they found another actor. So I don't know what that means, because I know they were looking for a few male actors. I don't know if they meant for what they offered me or whatever. So no biggie if they don't choose me. Like, I'm not super invested in this. This was like just something I thought, oh, okay, if I can do this and get paid a little bit of money. I mean, I think total I'm making probably like $500 for 7 shows, but some of it's like out of town. So I get like hotel and food paid for. Pardon that clonking in the background. If you heard that, I'll get to that in a minute. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So the thing I just promised I'd get to is, I'm also, since I'm in Canada, I'm going through a lot of my old, tapes that I made when I was a kid, and I am just backing them up digitally. I've done this before, but now, I'm doing it with better equipment. And still haven't decided whether I'm going to throw out the original tapes. It seems kind of wrong to do that somehow until I've had a chance to go through the recordings and see how they sound or whatever. But that clonking you may have just heard in the background was a tape flipping over to side B. I think this may be a tape I made with my friend Daniel when we were like eight or nine. And we recorded it in my bedroom and just sort of essentially just improvised some weird stuff. If anything's good, I might play a section on here. So I've been doing that. I'm also backing up other tapes that are right now. I'm dealing with ones that happened. We had a big house fire in 1996. So I'm dealing with tapes that existed previous to that because they have to be, I have to run them through the tape deck that was in that fire because they probably have residue on them from the house fire that would basically mess up a tape deck if I put it in. So I'm using the already messed up tape deck to play them. And there don't seem to be any issues sound-wise. But yeah, so I'm doing the really old stuff first. So yeah, if I find anything that's kind of interesting, I might share a snippet on here. Okay, moving on. Music. I'm skipping podcast for now. Nothing has changed since the last time we spoke. Music. I started doing some online videos, learning some stuff for keyboard to sort of augment my sort of meager understanding of how to play music on a keyboard. I feel like I've learned a bunch of stuff that hadn't occurred to me before. And now it's just sort of getting used to and comfortable with playing a keyboard rather than a guitar. So practice, practice, practice. And I realized that I probably am going to need to use Ableton Live to do the kind of composition that I kind of want to do with the keyboard, like using MIDI stuff. I've tried it with Reaper, but it's kind of wonky and yeah. So I think I'm going to get the 30-day trial, and then if that works out for me, I'll try to find a discounted copy somewhere. Right. Updates on the sustainability thing I talked about last episode. I still want to run my text and idea and website through a few more people before I launch. I might do a soft launch with some closer friends and stuff before I announce it publicly. If you're interested in helping with this, either being privy to this soft launch in terms of, you know, supporting what I do, or if you're interested in helping me go through the website or the text, just to let me know how it reads, how it feels, that would be helpful. But anyway, yeah. So other than that, that's it for this update. Andrew out.